Hey, this is Doug with Workforce Gaming. This PAX East 2024 interview is part of a larger series where I spoke with developers, producers, level designers, motion capture artists, and programmers about the games they are presenting. Today's interview is about a survival horror game that time traveled from a period of low-poly graphics and fixed camera angles, where your imagination is your worst enemy. I'm excited to present to you our interview with the creator of Heartworm.
Hey, this is Doug with Workforce Gaming. I'm here with Vincent, the creator of Heartworm.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, not bad. So I've been kind of following this game for a while because I'm in my mid-30s, so I follow like the PS1 sort of horror scene, especially with Haunted PS1.
Yep.
I know Dread XP does something kind of similar. So where was like kind of your main inspiration? Why'd you go with sort of like a PS1 era as opposed to like a modern survival horror?
So part of it is just like my ability. I wanted to make a game for a long time.
Yeah.
And I kind of didn't because I was like, oh, like I can't create, you know, high fidelity art assets
at a
fast enough pace to make a game. You know, it'd take me years. Obviously, this is taking me years.
Yeah, but of course.
If it was a bigger project, it would take even longer. So,
yeah,
I started basically just like, oh, I can make low fidelity, you know, assets. And it still evokes feelings of the games that we used to play when we were, you know, younger.
Yeah.
And people like that. I didn't realize people liked that. That was like, I thought people only liked, you know, AAA games. So
sure. I think the thing that's kind of interesting, the thing I like about this sort of era of game is still kind of allows for imagination because the fidelity isn't 100% the way there. But to me, it's like it allows you to kind of put more of my thoughts into it. Like Silent Hill 1 on PS1 to me is much scarier than the higher fidelity
Absolutely.
Silent Hill games. So I guess kind of on that note, do you have like an idea of like this? Like I see you have like very high resolution art of like the character of Heartworm. Mm-hmm. Do you have sort of like a defined, like, this is what I want people to think, or are you kind of trying to like, hey, whatever they get from the game?
So yeah, like I do have some key art like for the characters,
sure.
But as far as like, I really agree with what you said. Like I've been really into like old roguelikes lately, like,
oh, sure.
You know, like ASCII stuff.
Oh
like,
yeah. Yes. Yeah.
Really, really old school stuff because I like using my imagination when I'm playing a game.
Yeah.
I don't want everything like explicitly shown or told to me. Like,
gotcha.
And I want to like that's really important for me when I'm putting this together. Is like I want to show people just enough to like get them worried maybe about what's next. You know,
yes.
Like that's so I'm trying. That's,
no, I mean it's working. I'm like I'm seeing the game here. Just like it's very evocative look, and I think it is because of that PS1 stuff. It gives this sort of like evocative look to it that I really enjoy.
Yeah.
So what was some of your like kind of inspiration? So I know it's kind of using the it's not using pre-rendered backgrounds, but it's using that kind of camera angles and stuff.
Yeah.
So what are the sort of static camera angle games that you were inspired by? Like, what's the one you grew up with? You're an Evil guy, a Silent Hill guy?
I was Resident Evil 1
sure.
on the PlayStation 1.
Yeah.
That was like the first game, one of the first games I ever like really played. Like,
oh, okay.
Like I played some Super Nintendo games before, but the PlayStation was my first console, like, personally.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So I played so much Resident Evil 1.
Sure.
And I love that game. I know people love 2.
Yeah.
To me, 1 is the best.
Oh, interesting. Yeah.
It's a controversial opinion, but it's just, like, something so, like, unnerving about it. Like, it's very liminal. Like, all the rooms, there's, like, nothing in them. Like, it's just, like, really weird and, like, yeah,
and
I don't know.
And the translation's a little weird, too. So there's just, like, it's funny sometimes with, like, older Japanese games where the translation's, like, a little wonky. It kind of adds to that sort of, like, atmosphere of being just a little bit wonky.
Absolutely, yeah.
So, again, this is based on kind of, like, it looks like a lot like older PS1 games.
Mm-hmm.
Are there, like, modern mechanics where, like, you liked Resident Evil 1 on PlayStation.
Yeah.
Are there, like, modern mechanics where you're like, I should probably pull this in? I mean, it's cool to be evocative of PS1 era, but we got to have some, like, modern quality of life improvements.
Definitely. So that's a big thing for me. I think like I want it to evoke those, you know, nostalgic feelings, but I also want to appeal to people who like maybe not, you know, didn't necessarily grow up with those games aren't like patient, understandably enough to like want to play with tank controls or whatever. So I added modern controls as an option, modern being like camera relative.
Yes.
Like the Resident Evil remake for the GameCube. So you don't have to worry about tank if you don't like that. And then combat, I've kind of modernized. It switches from fixed camera to over the shoulder.
Oh, really?
Combat.
Yeah, I've tried. I don't think I've seen it.
Yeah,
back
we haven't gotten to it. We haven't gotten to it yet. But
That's really cool.
Kind of inspired by Metal Gear Solid 2. You could go into first person.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was like, oh, like maybe like kind of like Resident Evil 4 meets Resident Evil 1, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
But like combat's really not the focus of the game, so that's kind of a
survival horror. I mean, I would hope it's not, if that makes any sense.
Yeah, no, I'm definitely more interested in the like the atmosphere and puzzle solving aspect, resource management, all of that. But
sure.
Definitely attempting to modernize it in ways to make it more accessible. So,
okay.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks. Can I add? I know sometimes it's a little touchy around PAX, when this is coming out sort of thing. So
yeah. So 2025.
Okay.
Early 2025 is the plan. Honestly, the game will be done this year.
Okay.
It's just a matter of finding a appropriate release window, basically.
Sure. Yeah. Yeah. It's been a little killer out
there.
There's
a lot of stuff coming out. You know, Silent Hill 2 remake.
Yep.
Like, that's, you know.
Oh, yeah.
So it's, yeah, it's, but 2025. Yeah.
Right. Thanks. No, I really appreciate taking the time for it.
Yeah. Thank you so much. Yeah.
Thanks.
All right.